This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You go to a military academy?
I do go to Bradley Military Academy, sir.
And where are you right now, R.C.?
Yes, sir, I'm in our recreation room, which is adjacent to our mess hall.
And you, as a young military academy cadet, the war in Iraq obviously is something that you guys are looking at.
Yes, sir, very much so, because when we graduate from the military academy, then we will go and hopefully get a commission in the United States Army or the Marines.
And you will then go to wherever they assign you.
I personally, sir, I'm hoping that I do get assigned to any division or any combat battalion that will be involved in the war in Iraq. Because
you want to go over there and fight for your country, huh?
Absolutely, sir. But the thing that's important to remember is young soldiers will be looking very closely at the polygamy case of Mr. Green in Utah, because the war against Iraq will be very bloody and costly, and a lot of us may not come back. And while we're over there, we are going to be thinking a lot about our lives.
In what way? And why would the polygamy case of Mr. Green be important?
Well, I think that we look back on the men from World War II and the men from Vietnam who went over to World War II in Vietnam, and they had girlfriends in France and in England and in Vietnam, even though they had wives in America. And what we'd like to see is a loosening of the restrictions for military guys so we don't have to sneak around, so that polygamy is, on some level, legal for military. And so,
Wait. So you're saying that military men, guys that serve the country overseas, should be allowed to have more than one wife?
I'm talking about combat veterans, sir, yes.
Should be allowed to have more than one wife based on your belief that men who are in uniform have girlfriends overseas anyway, even though they have a wife back home?
Yes, sir, because I've talked to enough of the veterans what had been in World War II, and a lot of them will tell you, and they use a word called poontang, which is...
Okay, let's because we have a lot of ladies listening.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, but they talk about all the girlfriends that they had.
All right, now, during World War II, a lot of guys were, yes, you're right, overseas, and...
Well, Mr. Henry, just to interrupt you, and I'm sorry...
Go ahead.
I'm the one who's in military academy right now, not you, and I think I can probably see better what I'm up against, and I know that in a couple of years, or maybe even sooner, they'll put me in in Iraq, then I'll be maybe dead. I don't want to die. I want to be able to enjoy my life. And yes, part of that is sex, and I would like to be able to have a girlfriend and also one here.
Are you talking about girlfriends, or are you talking about wives?
I'm talking about whatever provides the military man. We feel it is our right. If we're going to die for our country, then yes, sir, we do feel it is our right to have more than one wife.
All right. This is all it really, and keep in mind that I am...
Sir, all I'm doing is I propose we legitimize it, and when the guys come home, we can, maybe five wives or something like that. We're putting our lives on the line. You need to understand this. And the number one person we're putting our lives on the line for is women. And that...
Okay, so that's the cornerstone of your argument.
Well, it's not an argument. It's more like a demand. Otherwise, what's the point of me going to Iraq?
All right, R.C. Collins is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy. You want to be able to have more than one wife. You want to be able to be legally a polygamist because women owe it to you, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah, that in a nutshell, yes, sir. Because we are putting our lives on the line for the women, and a lot of the men, too. But if you're gay, you could conceivably go that way. But I'm simply saying we are going to be maybe die, or we are going to maybe be dead. And if that happens to us, I'd like to be able to say that I was able to have relations with a girl and be married to her and maybe another one too. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Well, I've never heard of our fighting men asking for something. I'm going to give our phone number out, and maybe we can get some suggestions or comments from other people who are military people.
I would welcome that, sir.
All right. RC is a military academy cadet. What year are you in?
I'm entering my junior year.
You're entering your junior year. All right. So you're a cadet.
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Do you think because our fighting men are putting their lives on the line in Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere else, do you think that they should be allowed to legally be polygamists? Now, RC, I want to say this to you.
Yes, sir.
And I know that you're a military guy, but here's what I want to say to you. I'm a little older than you. The guys that were in Vietnam and the guys that were in World War II might have cheated on their wives because of extenuating emotional circumstances. And then when they went home to their wives, they went home to their wives. Okay?
Well, but the problem is, Mr. Henry, the guys in Vietnam, they would have a Vietnam woman, then they'd go home to their wife, and the Vietnam woman would commit Harry Carey. You saw Madam Butterfly, I'm sure. And what did she do? She committed Harry Carey. We would rather that Iraq women are not treated like that. I would rather marry an Iraq woman and be legally married to her than for me to go and have sex with an Iraq woman, then come home and have sex with a regular woman. Mr. Henry, I'd like to read to you from Caesar's Commentaries, if I could.
And all right, if this is long...
No, sir, it isn't, but in ancient Roman times, the conqueror would come home to Rome, and he would ride a chariot through the streets of the city. Before him would walk all of the captured soldiers and slaves. Strange animals from the conquered territories would also be on display, and slaves would carry baskets of fruit. On the chariot would stand the children and the wife of the conqueror. And behind him stood a slave who held over his head a golden wreath and whispered, "All fame is fleeting." That's from Caesar's Commentaries, and I read it. It gives me comfort.
All right, that's beautiful. What does it mean?
What it means is we want to be able to have the spoils of war. And the spoils of war, to use the term what the guys in Vietnam used, what the man said is, my word is poontang. And for me...
Now, again, that word is offensive to me and to women listening, all right?
I apologize.
But the point is, you want to be able to legally practice polygamy as a veteran. Nobody else gets this right.
No, sir. I don't believe they should.
So I wouldn't be able to, Craig?
No, sir. If you are not a combat veteran, no, sir, you would not. That would also hold down the number of guys that are being polygamy. And then there's one other aspect to this plan that I think will be controversial. But as a returning veteran and a man who's fought in a foreign war, I think I've got a little bit more, you know, in the ball sack than other guys.
Okay, now you're going to have to, while you're on my show, watch your language.
All right, I'm sorry, but I think I've got more guts. So I think it would be my right to say, yeah, I'd like her, even though she may be the wife of another guy.
Well, that's not going to happen, man.
But I think it is my right.
Well, that's not going to happen. Maybe you can be a polygamist, but you're not going to take another man's wife.
Well, if you think about what you just said, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you think about what you're saying, it doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? That's another man's wife.
I fought to save her. He didn't. I did.
It doesn't make any difference, man. You're not a some conquering warrior that gets carte blanche. Here is Tina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Tina. Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to say both of my parents are retired military, and I am appalled with what you're saying. You're going to war, and you joined the military to defend your country.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And to
Where do you get off because you're defending your country, have the right to have sex with two women?
Tina, you are one of the people I'm defending, a female. Traditionally,
okay,
females don't fight.
You know what? It doesn't matter if I'm male or female. You're going to defend your country.
I know, but traditionally, the female doesn't fight, and so I think that is
only right
for
her. Well, then you should back off for a second, because my mother was in the Gulf War, buddy.
Well, then that's okay. I won't want her for a wife, but I'm saying the women that didn't fight should do something.
So they're supposed to whore themselves
out. They're here in your country supporting you day in and day out, praying for you that you come home safe.
Well, watching CNN isn't what I call doing anything. You're sitting.
Nobody's saying about anything about watching CNN.
Well, that's
all
the women's done.
The USO to support you.
A lot
to make
of women,
sure that you have support in your country to let you know that we stand
women,
behind you.
A lot of women, all they do is they go to Krispy Kreme, they come home and watch CNN, and go to sleep.
Well, okay, well, here's the other thing. There's a lot of women that are working out at Bally right now would like to kick your ass for the comments that you're making.
Oh, really? I'm the guy who's going to have my guts spilled out if we go to Iraq and other places, so I should be allowed to have more than one wife.
What?
Okay,
you mentioned
something? I wouldn't want you defending me.
Who's going to kick my ass? You say you have people? I'm psycho. I eat my own guts.
Apparently you are. Apparently you are. This is nothing about defending your country. I mean, this is all about you.
The reason men go to war is that we can have multiple wives. And
I don't think, you know...
As for your mother,
you better
she might be Lebanese. I don't
there.
Know.
What do you mean her mother's Lebanese?
I mean,
what?
Well, she's not lesbian.
No, she was married to my father. They had two children. Are you whacked?
Well, why did you say then that she doesn't want to have sex?
Nobody said she doesn't want to have sex. Where did you get that from?
Well, what did you say then?
She said her mother fought in the Gulf War. And
my
so
mother fought in the Gulf War. You're sitting there talking about that you go to war to defend women. My
I
mother
do.
Went to war to defend her country, to defend her children.
Yeah, but most of the women don't go to war.
And do you want to know a little secret? A lot of women don't go to the war because... Go ahead, I'm listening.
Yeah, you didn't say. Because what?
A lot of women don't go to war because the government doesn't let them. For the longest time, the government wouldn't let women on the front line.
But women
don't
fight.
They wouldn't let them on aircraft carriers.
But women don't fight. They are for the fighting men to have pleasure. Every man...
No, women aren't for the fighting men to have pleasure.
Then how come every time men go off to World War II or World War I, they had girlfriends in France and in England, too? Even though the British women... are not even anywhere near as good as American women looking, they still had sex with them.
Okay.
All right.
All humans have needs.
You know, yeah.
Okay? That's what that comes down to. It has nothing to do with whether they're attractive or not attractive. Men and women have needs.
Then they went home to their wives. I'm saying let's legitimize it and make it legal.
All right. I'm going to break, Tina. Thank you for your call. Let's legitimize and make legal what fighting men are already doing, having sex with women all over the world.
Yes, sir.
And make them all wives.
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. If you just joined us, we're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at a military academy. He believes that fighting men like himself... Now, this kid's only a junior at a military academy, but he says eventually he will be fighting for this country in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in other places. And because he is going to put his life on the line, because he could very well die, he believes that combat veterans should be allowed a level of polygamy. That is, have more than one wife to taste the fruits of life before he loses his life. Do you agree? Do you think that our fighting men, our combat veterans, because they have come so close to death, should be allowed certain things that the rest of us don't get? And one of those would be having more than one wife. And he also said that they would be able to walk up to your wife and say, I want her for the night. It's very controversial. It sounds insane. It's nothing that I would support. But he is in a military academy, and he is one day going to be on our front lines, I guess. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, R.C. Collins is a... And you're in the rec room because we can hear people changing the TV there. R.C.?
Yes, sir.
I can hear somebody changing a television.
That's just me, sir. We're
information.
No,
not
I'm on the radio.
Stay with me if you're talking to your buddies there.
No, that's me, sir. What I'm saying to them is that I'm on the radio right now. Some of them are turning the television right now.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. And you believe that military men should be allowed to be polygamists?
No, sir. I believe that combat...
Oh, combat veterans. That's right. All right. Let's go to Beth Ann. Hi, Beth Ann. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Beth Ann. I'd just like to tell you that this guy is absolutely... You're absolutely insane. This country was not founded on the basis of polygamy. We're an American. We're American. We're Christians. I mean, you better be crazy if you say...
I'm a veteran of the war...
I don't give a damn what you are. You're a maniac, and I can't even believe that you're for real. And had they not told me that they checked the roster, you're a nutcase.
Wait a second. Why am I crazy if I give my life for my country and I ask for something in return? Why is that crazy?
First of all, I don't want you defending my country. You don't even belong in my country. Why don't you go
really?
To some third world country like you belong?
What do you mean your country? Who says
it is my country.
Who says it's your country?
I'm an American.
Well, me
I'm
too.
I'm a Christian.
Yeah, well, me
no,
too.
No, you're not. You're not.
You don't have
I
to be a Christian.
I think you're an Arab wannabe.
You don't
I
have to be a Christian.
I think you're an Arab wannabe. You believe in polygamy.
Yeah, well, there's some things the Arabs have right, and that's one of them.
Right. You should be shot as a traitor.
We deserve the fruits of war, sir. Okay?
Sir, I'm a girl, honey.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Okay, let's not get personal, all right?
You know what? He is defending third world country beliefs and claiming to be an American.
Wait a minute. You don't have to be a Christian.
We are a Christian country,
lady, you don't have
friend.
To be a Christian to be an American. There's all kinds of religions
this
here.
You're right. This country was founded on Christianity, though, my friend.
Don't
never mind. You don't even know the history of your own country.
You don't even know when this country was founded. What year was America founded?
You're a real asshole.
Why?
We hear you and you're a junior cadet.
See,
I'm like poops older than you.
Mr. Henry, this lady is proof positive. She is a woman that we defend, and yet she calls me an Arab and everything.
I didn't call you an Arab. I told you that you believe in the same concepts as the people that were going to war.
You don't even know when the country was founded.
You don't even know where you're at.
You
a hole in the ground.
Okay.
I'm not even going to sit here and debate this
when
with
was
you.
The country
I
founded?
I want to know why you think that I'm allowed to go. You should be allowed to go up to any woman on the street, be she of anyone's wife or anything else, and think that you're actually going to have sex with her.
Because I believe...
So my father should hand my mother over because you fought the war.
Ma'am, I can assure you I'm not going to want to hunt your mother. That's, you know, I didn't risk death to have sex with your mother. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Wait, so if some guy walks up and says to your dad, I want to bang your mother, you're just going to say, yeah, if you're a war veteran, go ahead.
I will be, yes, respectfully I will, yes.
You'd hand your mother over. You're a pig. Yeah,
no, because
you're a pig.
These are the veterans that keep us free. The war veterans, when they went to war...
No, people like you don't keep us free. People like my father who fought in the war kept us free.
Okay, and I bet
believed in what this country... was founded on and based on. And
I bet you he had a girlfriend when he was over in the Army.
No, I'd lay my life on the line that my father did not. My parents have been married over 50 years, and they still sit on the couch and hold hands. And my dad has respect for women.
I'm sure that they do.
Respect for this country, and he's a Catholic and an American, something that you obviously have no concept of.
Wait a minute. A Catholic?
You know what? You're sitting here in your little military, and your little military academy playing tennis to see you one day on the line. Because your mom would probably kill you for your asinine values.
How do you know your dad doesn't have three other kids named Suki, Fuki, and Tojo? You don't, do
you? My dad's bought an F-up like you.
All right, thank you.
He fought where?
You know what?
What country did he fight in?
He killed you before you made it to the front line, because I don't want you to...
You've got a Japanese brother.
All right, listen. This is not helping. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins believes combat veterans should be allowed to be polygamists. They put their life on the line for this country. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
So you're thinking that combat veterans should have a wife, one from each country, or?
No, sir, no. What I'm saying is that the combat veterans should be allowed to have one wife from each nation that we have fought or defeated. And I think that is
asinine. That is it's one thing to say let's be a polygamist. It's another thing to say we ought to have wife.
But please let me finish what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Go ahead.
You should be allowed to have one Iraqi, a Vietnamese, and an Italian and a German. Because
why?
Okay, I'll put it in terms that you can understand. Do you eat the same kind of food every night, or do you mix it up? If you want to have Chinese, you'll have Chinese food. If you want to have Italian, the same thing should be for the combat veteran to enjoy. Yeah, I think I'll have Iraqi tonight. And
these are women. These aren't foods.
No, you treat them as women, but you go, I think I'll have a little Far East tonight. And you have your Japanese wife.
Son, you got a lot to learn about women, sex, and romance.
And you got a lot to learn about defending the country.
You know what? I bet you I know more about fighting than you do.
Oh, yeah? Have you ever had a gun?
Yeah, I've had a gun, man.
Did you shoot it?
Yeah, I shot it.
Well, I bet you didn't drill with it.
Well, then you can go drill with your gun.
The Iraqi gals will be so glad that I don't hurt them during our war, they'll call me Papa. Maybe Papa-san.
They don't say Papa-san in Iraq.
Oh.
Yeah. Here is Ruth. Ruth, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello. I'd like to ask your guest. He believes in it's all right to have other women and everything?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, I presume you're married?
No, ma'am, I'm a junior at the military academy.
Okay, now let's pretend you're married, and you're home.
What am I married to?
You're married to an American lady.
Is she white?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Is she white?
Now, yeah, I thought that was pretty asinine to ask.
Do you have...
I'm not asking you the question yet. You just be quiet.
Well, let me ask you something. How many servicemen did you service during the Civil War?
Go ahead. Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to ask you something here. You pretend you're married. You're home in the United States. You love your wife. You just adore her. She is the only woman in the world for you. And she goes, honey, I'm going overseas. And I'm going to have other men and talk just the way you did.
She wouldn't
American,
be allowed to.
I have a Japanese.
She wouldn't be
a
allowed
German,
to.
Quiet.
She can't
German,
be allowed to.
Will you be quiet?
She's not allowed
German,
to do that.
And all that. Would
no.
you be willing to go through that?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
You're sicker than we think.
See, you stopped you in your tracks. And then when she came back, I'd kill her.
Well, I think that's
See,
what
that's
you're,
the thing
if you ever
you
get
do.
Married, you ever do that, your wife should do that to you, too.
Ma'am, I'm
because
a virgin.
Tell you,
I'm
any
looking,
woman, be quiet. I'm talking.
Looking forward to
quiet.
I am
talking.
My manhood.
You have no common sense, do you? Now, no woman that walks this earth would put up with a man that goes and does the things that you
the
think will be all
start?
Right. I don't care what where you're going. I don't care if it's in the army or what.
I'm ready for an international buffet.
Well, I
and
tell
you,
you,
and nobody's going
to
stop me.
You go to the country, some kind of restaurant. You don't treat women like that.
I don't treat women
should
bad
treat
at all.
You like that.
I think that women should be allowed to go out and have all of anything they want. But when they get back to my house, then I shoot them.
Well, I tell
well, that's
you,
real great,
if you don't get married,
that...
you're not going to live long. You know that?
Would you
no
do,
woman will put up with
would
you.
Would you do me a favor and say, where's the beef?
I tell you, you give me a... I tell you what, do you believe in God?
No, I do not.
That's what I figured.
If you were in a buffet, you'd be aged pork.
Why are you insulting this lady?
You wind up dead meat. Because no woman will put up with you. You're nothing but an asinine idiot.
What nationality are you? I don't even think you're American.
I don't think you're American.
I think you come from Japan.
An American man goes over and fights. He fights for his
I
country.
Am fighting.
He's there to fight for you. Be
and when
quiet.
When I get done fighting, I want a little bit of that.
Listen, be quiet. Some woman should put you in your place, tie you up, gag
yeah.
you,
yeah,
and throw
nice.
You in some foreign country.
I like the tie up part.
Crocodiles eat you. You're nothing but an idiot. An asinine idiot. Now, you better grow up a little bit. You go over to some other
country. Well, I may be an idiot, but at least I'm normal-sized.
All right, I don't know what he's saying. He's, listen, Ruth,
Yes?
What's your last name, son?
Okay, Ruth, thank you very much. Some very
okay.
good points here this
you
evening.
You have a good show there, but I
you
hope
make
you
me
next
horny.
Time you get a better guest.
All right,
Hold on for a minute. Keep it here, it's Carrot Top.
Will you freaking turn your radio down or your TV or whatever that is? Well, kid, I don't think there's any chance that they're going to allow any kind of polygamy. Okay?
Oh, they won't?
No, there will be no chance.
All right. Well, I thought I'd give it a shot. Well, we love your show, Mr. Henry. It's a great show, as always.
Yeah, okay. Think of something else.
Okay. Do you think that old lady puts out that called up?
No.
All right. Oh, bitchin', keep it here. It's that alligator guy.
All right, so that's RC at the Military Academy there in the mess hall tonight.